Just going to run this dog to see if we can find any type of human remains that are left.
Listen to Where Secrets Go to Die, The Disappearance of Derek Hennigan. From the Detroit Free Press, a new podcast set in the woods of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Available on Apple, Spotify, Freep.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is NASCAR driver Kyle Larson, celebrating trips to Victory Lane and the preparation that gets you there. For those who understand that each checkered flag is earned, one lap at a time. For those always ready to go the extra mile, even when the finish line feels a lifetime away. The experts at Advent Health support you for proving we all have the power to rise to any challenge. Advent Health, feel whole.
Also here in the Fan Zone at Daytona right now, Michelle Martinelli. She is with USA Today's For the Win. Hello, Michelle.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
So you're here at Daytona experiencing some of the fun things to do that are associated with the race.
I've had a pretty wild week compared to past years. Absolutely.
I'm sure your mother's probably not real happy to hear you be saying that, but why don't you tell us a little bit about the week you've had?
So on Thursday morning, I took a ride with the Thunderbirds, who will do the flyover during the national anthem on Sunday, right before the race. And I got to tell you, that was maybe the most wild thing I've ever done in my entire life.
Did they do the loop-de-loops and the twirls and the...
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, when they take off, you get a little ground speed, a little off above the... Or a little airspeed off the ground, and then they shoot straight up. And, I mean, watching the video of it, I kind of can't believe it. I mean, I was conscious the whole time, which was great, because I know a lot of people lose consciousness for maybe a couple seconds.
That's not the worst thing you can do on that ride.
No, definitely not.
Willis has already lost consciousness, and we haven't even been in a jet one.
So how long were you on the flight for?
It was probably about 45 to 50 minutes. We went...
To connect in Atlanta?
No. The Daytona Beach Airport that's right next to the racetrack, we took off from there and then cruised down to Cape Canaveral and used their airspace above NASA. So that was actually pretty cool.
Wow.
Now, there's a famous video. I think it's Kenny Wallace, a former NASCAR driver who did this experience, and they did loopy loops and all that. And he famously got sick in the cockpit.
Like I said, losing consciousness is not the worst thing.
And I mean, to be fair, I did have to consult the air sickness bag at one point. But, you know, I talked to Joey Logano on Media Day on Wednesday, and he said he did this in 2009 with the Thunderbirds in Vegas. And he said he did all of it. Passed out, threw up. I talked to Jeff Gordon a couple weeks ago. He said when he flew with the Blue Angels back in the late 90s, he threw up, passed out. And these guys drive in circles with G-forces for a living. So I'm in good company.
Well, it sounds like a good time.
You know, I would do it again.
I mean, we were talking about spring break about 10 minutes ago.
Stop it. Settle down. A long time ago, back when I could fit in the flight suits, I did the Blue Angels thing, and the professionalism of these individuals is just amazing.
They're really remarkable, and they're so personable, and you know, one of the things that the Thunderbirds do when they're not in air shows and doing flyovers is interacting with people in the communities where these air shows and flyovers take place, and you can see they're all wonderful. They're people.
Absolutely the best of the best. So what else have you had the opportunity to do here at Daytona?
I'm sorry?
What else have you had the opportunity to do here at Daytona?
Oh, well, so that was Thursday morning.
Yeah?
Thursday afternoon, I took a ride in the Goodyear blimp. Run from the fastest thing in the sky to the slowest thing in the sky.
You're not keeping your feet on the ground an awful lot here, are you?
By the time Thursday night rolled around, I was pretty content to be here on the ground for the duels.
If you're collecting air miles for this stuff, you got a free trip to somewhere coming to
I can hook you up with a guy who runs a banner plane over on the beach.
I'm good. Those prop planes, I know it sounds ridiculous given what I just said, but those prop planes freak me out a little bit.
I'm with you.
I got on the Goodyear blimp my first time, and I was like, we're going to crash. This thing's going too fast. What are we going? What are you doing?
It was going too fast for you.
Yeah, man. It was
weak
going,
stomach.
This table's going too fast for Godwin.
It was going like 25 miles an hour, and I was like freaking out, man. Oh, my God.
I don't want to get on anything that they got to drop rope and have people pull you down to earth.
Now, that is weird.
That's true,
when
yeah.
When they come down, they have people chasing the ropes around.
You're attached to a truck that has to release you to take off and
exactly.
land.
But see, you got lucky because I was in the old blimp, which was like 50 years mm-hmm. old, and you're like, you know, what's that noise? What's that hissing? The new one.
Hissing, yeah, that's not what you want to hear in a blimp. Oh, the humanity.
The new ones are really cool.
And the thing actually about the new one is it's not technically a blimp anymore. You know, it will always be the iconic Goodyear blimp, but Goodyear switched over to a new airship model in 2014, and it has a semi-rigid internal frame, which technically makes it not a blimp anymore.
So we can take that thing
Nothing's
to Europe
the same.
Now. Let's go to Europe.
I don't know if I would do that. The wind, it moves. It's not like a commercial airline where you feel, you know, sharp bumps with turbulence. It sort of ebbs and flows with the wind. So it's more comparable, I think, to a boat on water than anything else. I don't know if you'd want to go transatlantic with that.
Probably not.
So what else have you done socially since you've been here other than that? I mean, are you getting out and seeing the sights? Are you?
Oh, definitely not.
Good for you.
Definitely not. Oh, but I was just up in the spotter stand for practice. Does that count?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah,
okay, well, I did that. It's a whole series. I'm doing the Daytona 500 from the sky. So we have the Thunderbirds, the blimp, and the spotters.
I finally have the theme here.
There we
I get
go.
It.
Yep.
Yes.
Does Fox have a helicopter?
No, thank you. they also have the those spotter the guys at what the radio guys use in the turns. They got those towers that they stand in.
Oh, the spotter towers, yeah.
They're spotter towers where they look for debris on the track. But the MRM radio guys are in that too, and that's probably not high enough for you.
No, I think I'm good.
She has a whole
I'm
new
good.
Set of standards now.
Yeah. Right, like, exactly.
The fan deck right here
the
on top
deck.
Of the garage.
This is a nice view.
Yeah, but you go right over there to that side, that's the best place to be because you can see the cars go down the backstretch and you can turn and watch that Jumbotron in the fan zone.
For you at home.
Don't tell anybody because it's
home,
my secret spot.
The fan deck is above the garage area and you can...
It's kind of V-shaped.
And it's about, what, 15 feet high?
Roughly.
And, so Willis was pointing one way and then the other because you can go to either side of the garage and Willis prefers the what would be
south
this
side?
Side south side
southwest
southwest southwest corner
but Michelle's don't tell corner. Anybody
Michelle
secret.
When will we be seeing your Daytona from the air piece in USA Today?
So two of the items, the Thunderbirds project was a video mm-hmm. that is already online at ftw.usatoday.com, as is the Goodyear blimp piece, which was a photo essay with some videos, interviewed the pilot while we were up there. That was all very cool. And then to close it all, bring it all together, we'll have a story publishing tomorrow morning about the spotters.
And we assume there's a ride on Air Force One involved in this too for you, right?
I think I've gotten pretty lucky when it comes to aircraft, so probably not going to push my luck.
Right. And I know that you've got a thing that actually you have to be at here in just a couple of minutes, so we've got to scoot you along here. The website one more time?
ftw.usatoday.com.
And any social media you want to mention?
Yeah, follow me on Twitter. I'm here all weekend. My Twitter handle is MMARTINELLI4 because all the other ones
you're,
are taken.
You're going to have to go a lot slower for
Whoa.
God.
I was going to write that down and I got at.
I am so sorry about that.
Just go, like, pretend I'm an old guy and I have to get to it like one at a time.
This
it's
ain't
just
creepy.
M.
This is not creepy at all.
Martinelli. Martin.
Martin.
Like you're talking
you're
to your grandfather.
ELLI.
You're going to have to change it.
Well, okay. There, I couldn't hear you over these guys.
Martin ELLI.
I swear to God.
4.
Okay. So my handle.
Oh, my goodness.
Is @GodwinKelly. So I'm going to follow you. And I'm expecting
a follow back.
The follow back.
I can do that.
Yeah. Even though I'm not verified yet.
Well, they gotta get on
that.
Sorry,
we all had to see this.
Gotta get on that for you.
Yeah.
All journalists should be.
Well, see, I have a pinned quote.
Are we still on the air?
I have a pinned quote on my Twitter account.
She has to leave.
She has to go.
I can't keep Bubba Wallace waiting.
No. Oh, just tell him that we were talking. I wrecked him in a go-kart race 3 years ago.
So. Hey, take care.
USA Today's for the win. Thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Just going to run this dog to see if we can find any type of human remains that are left.
Listen to Where Secrets Go to Die, The Disappearance of Derek Hennigan. From the Detroit Free Press, a new podcast set in the woods of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Available on Apple, Spotify, Freep.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.